Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you sent in. And there's a lot of questions, so we try to sort them out what we think are the most important things. So we're trying to answer everybody. So, Angel, let's just jump in today.
All right, Joe. I've been reading a proverb a day like you encourage us to.
Yes.
It tells us to get wisdom and to seek it out. When I read Proverbs, I feel more wise and I desire it, but don't know how to really start implementing it in my life where I see it. I don't feel like I've had wise examples that have shown me the way. Any suggestions?
Well, sure. I'll just do it the way I taught my kids. I'd say, read Proverbs 7. Well, I don't understand it. Read it again. I don't understand it. Read it again. Read the first verse. Read Proverbs 12. Who's Proverbs 12? Well, you're just picking them. Yes, I am. Because the Word of God's loaded. It's all going to do something for you. So just pick a proverb. Just read one verse of a proverb and just meditate on it for a while. And God says it comes by revelation, not information. It comes by revelation, not information. God wants you to know his word more than you want to know it. He'll let you know what it means. And so you might read it that morning. I didn't get anything out of that. And all of a sudden about noon, you realize you're in a conversation with somebody at the office like, whoa, that's what that means. Or you're at work, you're down at the factory or the plant or whatever. And all of a sudden like, whoa, that's what that means. God wants you to know it more than you want to know it. He's going to give you a revelation. It's not information. It's revelation. So just read a proverb. Tell me, kids, read it. Let it soak. Let it marinate. And it's going to come to life. I promise you.
Yeah, you know, the Bible says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And so every day I say that. God, I'm asking you.
Yes.
I'm asking you for your wisdom. God, teach me. And that's what the Holy Spirit is here for.
It's his job.
And so he will, as you meditate on it, talk to trusted people that you know and trust that they know the word. And
the Bible says God watches over his word's performance. God doesn't cheat. If you've not read anything, he's got nothing to work with. So you're doing the perfect thing. You start reading, stuff's going to start popping up. You just keep reading.
Yes, yes. And you might not get all of it, but man, a good portion of it will sink
in. It'll start coming up.
And then one day it'll drop from your head to your heart, and then that's when it all changes.
Then you'll turn into a preacher. You're going to be preaching to everybody.
That's fact. So I've noticed my friends, myself included, have been dealing with a lot of anxiety. Oh, wait, I just read that one. Sorry, I turned the wrong page.
Thank you.
My kids are in high school and in roller coaster relationships, good one day and bad the other. I've talked to them many times, but I'm afraid they're going to have their heart broken and have to learn the hard way. Is it the best option to just let them figure it out? Doesn't seem like my advice lands anyways.
No, you can't let them figure it out. They're going to get hurt. You get hurt a lot. Today's society is no different than it was 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Nothing's changed. Same devil, same God, humans in the middle. God's given his word, watched over to perform it. If you don't have anything in you, God's got nothing to work with. And so years ago when we started having all those kids, I said, well, let's just, there's 139 scriptures in the Bible on the word friend or friendship. And so there are more scriptures on friendship than on heaven and hell. And heaven and hell are important, but God said more about who you hang with. So you have to find what God said about who you hang with. As iron strikes iron, so the counsel of a friend, you know. You don't want to be lazy, don't hang around lazy people. And so I teach my kids, if you're walking down the hallway and somebody starts a conversation, would you like to have 3 bucket loads of what they just said? No? Well, then get away from them. Get on to class. You make your mind up where you're going to go, who you're going to hang with, who you're going to listen to. Don't be sitting at the lunch. You got to sit at lunch, and all kids go through this. Every day you got 171 school days. You're sitting at lunch with somebody. Who are you sitting with? What are they saying every day? You know, you need to pick. Don't let somebody pick you. You choose. You can say, hey, I'm going to sit over here today. I'm going to listen to these people. They invite you? No, but I'm just going to sit close to them. Let's get closer. Maybe I can join them in the conversation. You choose your own life. Otherwise, the devil's going to choose it for you. Now, I've seen kids in school many times. I see kids sitting at the back of the class or at the back of the line and lunchroom sitting by themselves. that's something bad about to happen because they're a target for the devil. Hey, we got one over here that doesn't know where he's going, what he's doing, who he is. He doesn't know the in him, in whom, in Christ scriptures. He's lost. So he's gravitating whoever would give him attention. And the devil knows that. The devil sets you up. And the devil's not dressed with horns and a pitchfork, puking green stuff. He looks good, sounds good, smells good, but he's not good. And so you got to know the scripture about friends and friends. So find you a 3x5 card and write down a scripture about, you know, he would have friends must show himself friendly. Are you friendly? Then you probably don't have any friends. That's not good. You need to learn how to show yourself friendly. Is everybody going to be friendly back to you? Not necessarily, but you still can't change the word of God. I'm going to be friendly to everybody I meet. I don't care if they reciprocate or not. So start teaching the word of God. Just give them one verse a week. Put it on a card. Send them to school with it. Put it in their lunchbox. Put it in their backpack. Hey, here's your scripture of the week about being a friend. Learn how to be friendly. Or you're going to be one lonely individual, and that's a bad, sad thing to do.
It's a challenge when we place kids there at the most vulnerable point in their lives,
yes.
Some of the most worldly situations,
yes.
And public schools and everything, and they're having to experience things that, you know, we didn't experience as aggressively as they're out there today. One of the things that I found true with my kids was, and I think as a parent, this is our goal. This is our purpose, is to find what our children's purpose is. Like when my son, and I've not shared this before, was young, he had a natural bent towards music and he could touch an instrument and play it. Well, I would have been doing a terrible parenting job if I didn't give him opportunities to do that.
And what she doesn't share, both her kids are incredible athletes, very gifted. She had a challenge as a parent. Because your kid can do a half a dozen things really good. And so mom's got to kind of, well, let's focus on this. Let's get real good. And he is an incredible musician. He's just phenomenal. He's still a good athlete. You know, we've done rock climbing, wall climbing. He go up that thing like he's going downhill. But that's not his gift. His gift thing is music. He's very good at that. So mom helped him kind of steward that.
Well, like this? It was what he loved. And so I got him involved in youth group.
Yes.
And they let him lead worship there.
Yes.
And then some older men in the church that were in the music department took him under their wings and led him and everything. And then he went to a Christian college and got a music scholarship. And
led worship in college.
Yeah, all 4 years.
It just began to blossom. This is what I like doing. This is what I'm good at.
Yeah.
I can be good at a lot of things, but I like being good at this.
And so during COVID, he, you know, because nobody was going out to restaurants or anything, he pulled back and started teaching with my daughter at school. But I know he said this is his last year. He's going to go back into music where his true love is. And so, you know, that is a very important thing. With my daughter, it wasn't as clear right out of the gate. It became clear as she got older.
Yep.
She loved books and she loved English. And she became a teacher, but she got involved in the nursery and volunteered to work in there and developed a love for children.
Yep.
And oh my goodness, she has such a gift for kids.
Incredible.
But it's our job to find a place for our kids to get involved.
Yes.
And we tried like soccer.
Yes.
Okay, here's an example. And my son, who was the creative bent, you know, more, he said, "Why are they trying to kick me out there? I don't like that." And so, I mean, he could do it, especially like gymnastics. I mean, he still can stand on one hand, you know, and stuff. And he's crazy gymnastic wise, but you know, that just wasn't where his true love was. So our job as a parent,
yes,
is to give them opportunities. Okay, well, this is over here. Well, let's try gymnastics. They said when I took him to gymnastics, he is a natural. He has the body for it and everything. He could go all the way.
Olympics.
But after 2 weeks, he didn't like it. Then we did every summer. They got involved in a play thing, and they would do plays with big, big productions with all these college kids and everything. And they loved it and did it for 2 summers. They did it, and it was painful every summer because while we're going to rehearsals, they're crying, "We want to play with our friends," you know. And I tell you, made a commitment, you're going to go, blah, 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 blah. But then on opening night, everything changed. So But after a couple of summers, that kind of wore off. And so, but the music never did. And it's still going strong today. So find out what it is that your kid loves.
Beat it.
Whatever you love, listen, all of us have the same purpose in life. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's our mandate as a
Yes.
believer. Knowing that that is our mandate as a believer, you have to add to that, well, what is it that I love? Do I love sports? Well, that's the way I can spread the gospel to some people that will never hear it. Do I love teaching? Well, that's the way I can spread the gospel to some
Yes.
people that will never have the opportunity to hear it.
You
See,
shouldn't have to strain at it. It should just be
yeah,
natural, like breathing.
but so it's some people say, well, I became a Christian, I got to preach. No, it's whatever is in your heart, whatever you're good at, whatever you love to do. And that can be anything. God can use, I mean, if you're fishing with a bunch of guys, they need to hear the gospel,
Come on.
and so you don't have to have a crowd of 2,000.
No, you don't.
So find out what they love and encourage them to do it, and then get them involved in church.
Very good.
All right. We're trying to save for a new house, so we're always looking for cheap or free things to do with our young kids. Do you have any suggestions of things that you did with your kids when money was tight?
Yeah, sit them outside. We played in the mud a lot, climbed a lot of trees.
I remember one time we had just moved to a new town and I didn't know anybody. And so we didn't know any kids or anything. And our furniture, we didn't have any furniture. We had a milk crate and a chair in our living room.
We've all been there, people. We've all
And
been there.
I said to my son, hey, you want to play Fred Flintstone? And he goes, okay. And so I went and got some aluminum foil and made a Fred Flintstone thing. And so we played for Fred Flintstone. And then we watched Fred Flintstone. So then I would just do stuff in the backyard and all. I'd say, hey, you want to just race and see who can make it the fastest to the mailbox and, stuff like that. Or we'd do a scavenger hunt. Or now here where we live, they just built a beautiful new park, Bonnet Springs, that to me, when I saw it, I was just like, ah, why didn't they have this when I was a kid? This is
No.
so amazing. This, you can do so much. You can canoe. You can, I mean, it's just beautiful. You can, they've got so many different things for the kids out there. They got a butterfly sanctuary.
They got a hill where you sit on a piece of cardboard and slide down it in the summertime. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, because we don't have hills here. So
Yeah.
anyway, it's great. But there's things to do. I have a friend that takes her kids every week to the library to they have a reading story time.
Come on.
And so there are things you can do. You just
That's
have to seek them
free. Doesn't
out.
charge a dime.
Yeah. So get creative and try to maybe go online and find some other moms that are trying to do that. I got in
You're
with some
not alone.
moms. Yeah, I got in with some moms, and that was probably my greatest resource. I know one guy, he knows that this is terrible, but he knows the BMW dealership here gives away free ice cream, and he goes by there and gets his kids free ice cream. I think that's taking it a little far, taking advantage,
Hey,
but.
kids, you want some free ice cream going down to the BMW place? They're giving it away again tomorrow.
Yeah, you're teaching that kid some things. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. Hey, Joe's got a new parenting teaching out. It's a webinar. It's a
Webinar.
six-part series,
Yes, it is.
and it's 6 hours of in-depth teaching. It's only $30. You can check it out at
Very
joemcgee.com.
free. You can use it in a home Bible study. You can use it in a Sunday school class. You can use it in your church service on a Wednesday night. You can use it in a lot of places.
Yes, the
Very
Bible
good.
study web would be a great thing to
Yeah,
do.
that's great.
Hey, we love you guys. Have a great week. Send in your questions.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.